Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies as well as news from Indian Country. The Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian has been charged by Congress with establishing a National Native American Veterans Memorial to give all Americans the opportunity to learn of the proud and courageous tradition of service of Native Americans in the armed forces of the United States. The Washington Post reports that in the 20th century, Native Americans served in the U.S. military at a higher per capita rate than any other ethnic group, and that their service stretches back to the Revolutionary War. Deborah K. Mooney, a Choctaw who was a veteran of the Iraq War, stated, "Our ancestors are the very groundwork of the United States because we died here first. It's our ancestors' bones and marrow in the ground, in the roots, and on top of the tallest trees we needed to protect our ancestors' bones." From 2015 until the summer of 2017, 35 community consultations were conducted to seek input and support for the memorial. These events brought together tribal leaders, Native veterans, and community members from across the nation. This resulted in a shared vision and a set of design principles for the National Native American Veterans Memorial. Here are a few directives that the Advisory Council and museum staff heard as part of these consultations. Be inclusive of all tribes and traditions. Don't leave out women. Remember the sacrifices of family members and include an element of spirituality. While Congress approved the memorial in 1994, it did not authorize fundraising for it until 2013. The National Native American Veterans Memorial will be located prominently near the National Museum of the American Indian on the National Mall between the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum and the U.S. Capitol. The anticipated dedication of this tribute will be on Veterans Day 2020. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.